The Immigration and Naturalization Service says it will grant a special visa to a 4-year-old boy from Thailand who is at the center of an international custody dispute. The case involves a child who was only 2 when he was used as a decoy to help smuggle female prostitutes into the U.S. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Those who know him say Fanupong Kaisri is a happy, healthy 4-year-old. That represents a big change since he arrived in this country more than 2 years ago. Authorities say when he got here, he'd been rented or sold by his mother to a couple who used him as a prop in attempting to sneak into the U.S. using false passports. The INS expelled the 2 adults and originally sought to deport the little boy, who's also known as Gott. But Gott's case was anything but simple. His story broke at the same time that the Florida case of the Cuban boy, Elian Gonzalez, drew national attention to the way immigration authorities dealt with juveniles. That attracted new attention to Gott's case, even before it was determined that he was sick. Tests showed he was HIV positive. Although at first denied Gott's request for political asylum, the INS soon reversed its position. Last year, Attorney General John Ashcroft got personally involved, granting the boy temporary residency on humanitarian grounds. He also ordered the INS to consider Gott's claim for asylum under a new law passed by Congress to aid the victims of human trafficking. Today, the INS is telling lawyers representing Gott that he will be one of the first to receive the new special visa. The special visa allows victims of human trafficking to stay in this country if they can show that they would experience extreme hardships if they're deported. In Gott's case, attorneys representing his foster parents say he would not receive the health care or support he needs if he's deported to Thailand. Gott's grandparents dispute that. They've been fighting for his return ever since he arrived in this country. Their claim is undercut by the fact that Gott's grandmother served 12 years in prison in Thailand for dealing in heroin. In the more than 2 years since he's been in the U.S., one person who knows him well says that Gott has thrived. He's described as a happy, confident 4-year-old with lots of friends. And they say he feels he belongs here. When he arrived, he didn't speak at all. Now he's said to talk too much. The visa gives Gott semi-permanent status and a chance to apply for permanent residency in 3 years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.